Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I think in a lot of ways.
Dean Wheeler joins us. Dean, you are predominantly you teach Tai Chi, Tai Bo, yoga, but you're also a gymnastics assistant?
At the Thompson School, yeah, and have been for 6 years. Been really rewarding, Phil.
And what are the grades of that school?
We are grade 6 through 12, Phil. It's a middle school and a high school. And, yes, my orientation is yoga, but I help out with our gymnastics.
Now, you didn't pioneer the use of videotape, but you're one of the people who uses it. Videotape is used a lot by coaches, but you were one of the first, I guess.
Yeah, along with a guy by the name of Jim Turner, who was a gymnastics coach at Stanford University. We started using videotaping practices and looking at athletes, being able to go back and review movement, hand-eye coordination. And so we use videotape to the extent that it can assist the student who is learning a sport, the athlete who is looking to improve himself. And when I was very young, we did use some of the Sony Beta equipment at this level, and ever since then we've used the video camera to evaluate athletes. And we admit about 50 girls a year into our gymnastics class.
Now, you use a trampoline, correct?
Yes. In the early stages of training, a trampoline is used for the very beginning student on up to our more advanced.
I don't want to characterize you in any way, Dean. I want you to know that one of the parents, you know this woman, Isabel Isley?
Ms. Isley, yeah.
Took her daughter out of the class because she said she was uncomfortable with you videotaping the girls while they're on the trampoline.
Well, we live in a day and an age now, Phil, where everything you do, every move you make is automatically suspect. It's unfortunate that the parents are not better educated, but educators out there, coaches out there who are listening to me right now understand that the need to evaluate an athlete this way.
Do you know why she would have done this? Were you offended by this? I mean, I would have been.
Oh, I was offended, but I did write her a note later on, and I told her that this was necessary for us to take a look at the development of Elaine so far, and her daughter's name is Elaine, as far as her ability to master some of the basic moves in gymnastics. So we're just talking about things like somersaulting.
All right, but when you videotape the girls, are they just jumping up and down?
Yes, primarily just going up and down on the trampoline because we want to see what kind of coordination they have. So, but we do live in a day and age where everything you do is suspect. But I know people listening right now who are teachers know what I'm talking about.
Are the girls asked to wear their gymnastics singlet? Is that what it's called?
Well, it's a leotard because you want to get as good an idea of what they're going to look like in competition, even down to the uniform. And it helps the coaches sort of see the competition. And I have them go onto the trampoline. They jump up and down for, I guess, a minute, and then the next girl gets on.
And then what do you do with this videotape? You give it to the coaches?
I catalog it, and I will catalog it according to the individual girl, and I'll grade it.
And where are these, just out of curiosity? I mean, I realize I'm kind of going down this road.
Yeah, I was wondering what
I'm just curious.
This parent who complained, Isabel Isley, is known to the school. She's had her daughter in a couple of schools. She's known to be, I'm gonna try to use a kind word, Phil. She's known to be a little bit of a crackpot, and she's, I don't know if you remember the McMartin case in Los Angeles, that mother who concocted that entire horrible story that eventually led to such a terrible experience for the people at the McMartin school.
Well, she was some kind of a crazy, I forget her name, she's kind of a crazy woman, right?
Oh, she was psychotic, and I don't want to say that Isabel is that, but she's known by a lot of people, a little bit of a crackpot.
All right. Well, but she mentioned, and if she's a crackpot, I don't want to give the woman any more credibility than she deserves, but she said that you keep individual videotapes of each girl with check marks.
Yes, a particular girl who impresses us with...
Who else sees these tapes? I'm just curious.
I look at them, and then I pass on the ones to some of our other coaches. And we'll get together and look at them together and evaluate the tapes, yeah.
I'm talking with Dean Wheeler. Dean is a gymnastics assistant at the Thompson School. It's a rather exclusive school in Northern California for girls ages, well, classes 6 through 12, middle school through high school. So I would imagine that's ages 11.
Yeah, it's 11 through 17, 11 through 18.
Okay. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about his use of videotape, videotapes girls as they're developing on the in the sport of gymnastics. And the question, and I'm, I apologize, Dean, the question that arose is that you're videotaping the girls on a trampoline.
Well, yes, but any coach will tell you that is absolutely necessary.
Well, the worry, I suppose, is...
I'm waiting, because I was still waiting.
Well, the worry is that these girls are going up and down, you know?
No, I understand. Yeah, I understand that. And it's unfortunate, I think, that some people's souls are so... infected, I think, with everything is sex. Right away they go to sex. They can't just see that I'm a coach evaluating a young athlete and
all right, so it is standard for a coach to take these videotapes of individual girls, catalog them according to the girl's name.
Yes.
And then put check marks as to how good she is, and to keep these tapes at home.
Yes, absolutely.
They're not kept at the school.
No, you can't keep them at the school. We don't have the we just don't have the space to keep all these tapes. I take these tapes home to study how well the girls are coming along. That's all. And I have
and how many? And you said that you have somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 to 600 of these tapes.
Yes, we got about 500 to 600 girls cataloged. And I tell you, it's very rewarding.
Do you have any idea why this mother, if you say that everything is above board, why this mother would be uncomfortable with this?
Well, like I said, Phil, some people are so ill mentally and emotionally that they see sex in everything. I think we're living in a time right now where everything is sexualized. A lot of the mothers who... perhaps were neglected as young women. They weren't paid attention to by a young man. Now they want to take their revenge on men, and so they accuse them of things. I have no doubt that that's probably at work in some of these parents that have complained about me. And I would tell.
Well, has there been more than one?
Oh, every now and again we get a parent saying, "Why is he keeping these videotapes?" And I'll tell you why. These mothers. Who were neglected as young women. They didn't get asked to the dance. They didn't get asked to the prom. And so they want to punish men, and they accuse the men of being pervert, you know, being perved, being, you know, perved up. And I'm just flabbergasted. I've got 500 to 600 videotapes of these young women. I evaluate them based on their athletic ability, and that's all. But
people spiritually sick.
I'm so disappointed. Yeah, absolutely. Looking for the worst in everything.
All right, Mr. Wheeler, hold on. I'll take a break right now. Our number 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is an assistant gymnastics coach at the Thompson School in Northern California, and he has for the last 4 years videotaped girls on the trampoline. And he keeps these videotapes, and it's been called into question by, I guess, more than one parent. We're only aware of one, but there's been several. Mr. Wheeler, to his credit and his defense, says that educators do this. They understand. It's the parents, particularly the mothers, that are looking for something to get back at a man on because they were neglected as young women. I don't know whether that's the case. I don't know this Isabel Isley who complained. He did say that she's known as a crackpot. Who is well known. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler about young women in the gymnastics program. It's necessary to videotape them bouncing up and down on a trampoline, wearing their leotard, and then taking those videotapes home and cataloging them and evaluating them. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler from the Thompson School in Northern California. Mr. Wheeler is a gymnastics assistant. Are you a gymnast yourself, sir?
Gymnastics, not particularly, Phil. My background in Tai Chi and Tai Bo and some of the more advanced, what we call spiritual martial arts, mostly as an assistant. My job is to, again, videotape the girls and catalog this. And we have a catalog of videotape on girls that goes back, it's quite extensive. And I wanted to say that Isabel Isley's daughter, Elaine, was not that strong, and I wanted her to come over and take a look at...
Come over where? To your house?
Well, I wanted her to take a look at the videotapes of some of the girls that were stronger. And I think this is where her mother, again, you have to understand...
No, but was the girl asked to come to your home?
Yes, sir, she was.
Was the mother going to be accompanying her?
Well, Mr. Henry, this is a 17-year-old girl. Please understand that...
No, but she's still a minor child.
Well, but that really wasn't the complaint of the mother. The mother, being jealous of the fact that she, you know, didn't get the attention of young men when she was young, hates me and wanted to get back at me. And
well, if you're asking a girl over to your house to look at videotape of other girls... You know, jumping up and down.
They are training tapes. You know, you're categorizing them.
Well, jumping up and down on trampolines are training tapes. She's a minor child. And as a teacher, you should know that that's just like a no-no.
Well, Phil, my home is open to all the students and parents.
Did the mother want to come over?
Well, the mother didn't want to have anything to do with this. She's a crackpot. And I can't have her coming around. I wanted to work one-on-one with this child without the crackpot mother. You know, ruining everything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Michael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I don't want to come off rude, but you know what, buddy? You've got some problems. If you're videotaping girls, oh my gosh, they're 13, 14 years old. How can you be videotaping them on a trampoline? What's wrong with you?
Because I'm a gymnastics coach, and I
it doesn't matter. Okay, if you're a gymnastics coach, the purpose of you coaching them is so that you can be there, so that you can watch them, and then help them. You don't need a...
Well, excuse me, are you a coach? Who am I speaking with? I mean, I don't... You sound, you sound like a student.
I sound like a student?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, I basically am a student because I'm in college. Is that okay with you?
Well, but what is your background telling me my business? I'm saying to you that videotape has been used extensively.
Because I'm going to be a coach. You know, I'm coaching children right now as an assistant, and I'm going to be a coach as soon as I graduate.
Well, taping the students gives them the opportunity to actually see the flaws that they are have not worked out of their routines.
No, I
pioneered the use of videotape in athletic performance evaluation, along with Jim Turner and Bill Bakley at Stanford University.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm so sure.
Well, you know, whether or not you want to believe it or not, it's the truth. And people who are real coaches and who are real students understand what I'm saying, Phil, that this evaluation goes on for a long time, and you need to keep a large library of these kids.
What are you evaluating looking at a girl going up and down on a trampoline in a leotard?
You're looking at her ability to, you're looking at, you know, at how she goes up, you know, is she hitting... How high up is she going? And is there good? Yes, okay. You are looking for muscle tone, but not that what you're thinking. And that's, I think, what people get into.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Marshall, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, this is Marshall. I'm from Syracuse, New York. But I have two things to say. This guy has a point with the taping. It's a very good technique to use for training.
Absolutely.
But I don't understand why these kids aren't keeping the... You said you have tapes from like 4 years back.
Yes, like we have an extensive library so that we can compare the performances of a number of years ago with the kids today.
Okay, I see what you're saying, but I don't understand. If these kids aren't even on the team anymore, why do you need to compare them with kids that are competing currently now? Like when I was in high school,
What do you mean?
Okay, when I was in high school, I wrestled, and they always, even though on the football team, they would always give us tapes so we could critique ourselves, but we would always take the tapes home so we could study them ourselves. Like, we would sit down with a coach one-on-one, and then we would take the tape
right.
home ourselves.
That's right. You watch it with the coach.
Right.
And then he watches it, and then all coaches work differently. But right. I like to look at them by myself so I can get a good... You know, some of the older tapes have excellent gymnasts on them, and we compare the kids.
But if the gymnasts aren't competing on your team anymore, why do you keep the old tapes?
See, that's what I think some of the parents are...
Well, Phil, I want to caution this young man that I'm speaking with not to let women sway you in the way you think. See, a lot of women have made all of us feel so guilty.
Oh, I don't feel guilty. I'm very happy with the woman that I'm with
okay,
now.
Okay, but you don't want her to make you feel guilty because you happen to enjoy the female form.
I enjoy it, but I'm not. Regardless, if I was a gymnastic coach, I wouldn't keep.
Let me ask you a question here, Mister. Yeah, are you keeping these tapes for your own? Can I say for your? Are you keeping these tapes for your own pleasure?
That is a charged word. Again, don't let women influence us as men. I'm no sicko, Mr. Henry. I'm not a pervert.
No, sir, but the question is simple. Are you keeping these tapes for your own pleasure?
I enjoy looking at them, yes.
And for what reason?
Beautiful young women executing a wonderful sport. And
on a trampoline jumping up and down, that's not a beautiful sport. I could understand if they were displaying form with, like, flips or, like, something like that, but they're jumping up and down on a trampoline. How is that?
Well, these are, have to understand, this is something that I've created. I'm the one that took these videotapes. I created
right.
this,
okay.
And I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing these young women as they are, you know, they're bouncing up and down, okay? I'm not disputing that. And I'm not disputing that I get pleasure out of it.
Is it erotic pleasure? Let me just get to the point.
Well, what do you mean by what prompts that question?
Because this mother...
She's a crackpot. I told you. She's insane. Isabel Isley, and I'm going to say it on the air so everyone can know, is a mental case who has called me a pervert.
But let me just ask you, are you getting erotic pleasure looking at these videotapes?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you had a hand in creating the firm, toned body of a young woman, wouldn't you want to look at it?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Why? Well, honestly, why would I not want to?
Yeah, you had a hand in creating it. You did it.
Okay, we'll take a personal trainer at a gym, for instance.
Like a plastic surgeon. A plastic surgeon gives a woman breast enhancement. Is he not supposed to look at them?
He does, but he doesn't, like, freaking keep tapes of them in his house. Like, that's not right.
What? Well, why isn't it?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm not judging. I'm just repeating what was said. I realize you say this one woman's a crackpot.
These women who bring these charges of sexual harassment and abuse are really secretly they want my attention. And I know I can't prove it, but I just know that's what it is.
All right, Marshall, thank you for your call. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is with us from the Thompson School for Girls in Northern California. I don't want to make this about the fact that you keep... how many years back, you got videotape of girls jumping up and down on a trampoline?
Look, videotape, anybody that doesn't understand that videotape is used in athletics...
No, I understand. I think any coach understands that videotaping is used in athletics. What I'm asking you is, jumping up and down on a trampoline...
Yeah?
Makes a girl's body go a certain way. I'm asking you, is that what you're looking at?
So, in other words, I'm not allowed to be... Boy.
Are you looking at that?
How can I not look at it? It's.
Are you looking at it for pleasure?
No. I'm looking... Yes, but no. You've allowed yourself to be influenced by women, Mr.
No, I'm asking you. I just want to give you a fair hearing here, sir.
It's not a hearing. I came on your program to talk about gymnastics, and you've allowed yourself to be influenced by women. You've been beaten into submission. You've been beaten over the head with the guilt stick, and now any guy that has videotape of a girl going up and down on a trampoline is a sick, twisted perv, and I feel sorry for you. I really do.
But it's the simple question. I mean, are you looking at these tapes for erotic pleasure, watching the girls going up and down on the tape?
I'm not going to answer you. See, you've been influenced. If I was, it's still not bad, because you've been influenced by the Isabel Isleys of the world, a deranged woman who ought to be locked up in a cage I mean it. Isabel Eisley should be locked in a cage and should be given shots of formaldehyde and Thorazine. She is mentally disturbed, saying that I am looking at videotapes of girls going up and down on trampolines so I can see their breasts. And that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Well, in so many words, yeah.
That's what she says. She needs to go to a mental institution.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll continue with Dean Wheeler videotaping girls on trampolines on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm back with Dean Wheeler, gymnastics coach, talking about videotaping athletes. And the problem that some people have, Mr. Wheeler, not necessarily me, is they don't like the idea of you videotaping these girls, keeping catalogs of them and having them at home. And I guess that's the major thing.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, that I'm at home right now and looking at a couple of tapes right now of girls who I think are one, I think will be premier athletes. I really do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Yes. I was actually listening to the gentleman that was talking, and when he was first talking about videotaping them for training purposes, I was actually starting to agree with him.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
Yes, this is Dean Wheeler. I appreciate the support. I've gotten very little of it tonight.
Well, I wouldn't think of me as support because you kind of lost me. When you started saying that you were enjoying it for personal pleasure and that you were looking at the female form and didn't want to be controlled by the female way of thinking, I started disagreeing with you because it's common sense. A grown man should not be looking at the female form of a child.
That's
is wrong.
Well, but I'm not looking at the female form of a child. I don't want to marry her. I'm simply saying that look at the body that I get to work with as an athlete, or as an athletic coach.
See, the mother's point. I wouldn't want you looking at my daughter's body.
Well, but that's what Lori, understand that a coach's tool is the athlete's body. Whether you're a football coach, whether you're a basketball coach, that is the. That is the raw material you use to create the art form known as athletics. Whether it's gymnastics, whether it's figure skating.
Are you watching tape right now?
I am, yeah.
Could you maybe turn the projector or whatever you're looking at?
I got it on a monitor. Look. That is the raw material. And when I look at a young lady going up and down on the trampoline, and I guess the only part that I realized that some of them were wearing skirts, short skirts, because they had just come from school, and we said, well, go ahead, get on the trampoline. And
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Some of these girls were not in the class?
No, they were trying out for the team.
And they were wearing skirts?
Yes.
Why didn't you change them into some kind of sweats?
Well, you've got a lot of kids. You've got to evaluate.
That is no excuse. That's pornography, right?
What
in your own house.
What's pornography? I don't understand.
You got a girl in a skirt.
Young girls in short skirts jumping up and down on trampolines. The only form you're watching is perky breasts bouncing up and down in their underwear. That is not training. That is pornography.
Let me just say with as great amount of respect as I can, Lori, you're a woman, and I know what your agenda
is.
Yes,
I am a woman.
I know what your agenda is.
Well,
my agenda? Agenda is to protect my daughter from sickos.
Look, our budget doesn't allow us to purchase extra sweatsuits, so either they...
You know what? Then you contact their parents. I'm quite sure that their mother would be willing to pay $60 for a pair of sweatpants so that they can jump up and down on a trampoline for you.
Do you have videotape of girls going back 4 or 5 years in short skirts? I need to know this.
Well, you're talking like you're a cop now, Mr. Hendry, and I don't appreciate the...
No. But please, sir.
It's an honest question.
I have videotape of girls in all kinds of clothing. These kids come to us from all walks of life. They're wearing all kinds of things. And they get up on the trampoline, and we evaluate. We try them out for the team. Yeah, sure. Some of them are wearing short skirts that were, you know.
You know, sir, I have daughters, and we have owned a trampoline. And I have never once allowed my daughters out to jump on a trampoline in a skirt.
First well, ma'am, you're not a coach. Issue. Are you a coach? No, you're not a coach.
Well, you know what? I'm a life coach because I'm a mother, and that makes me a permanent coach. I'm coaching my daughters in all forms of areas of life. And if you were my daughter's coach,
can you guys
I would
hold
definitely
on for,
pull
can you,
my
can you guys hold on? Can you guys hold on for a minute? You won't
Certainly.
Believe this myself. Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
This is still Lori.
From what? Hold on,
Lori.
Lori, hold on. What? You're Tony from where?
I'm calling from California.
Yeah, Lori, hold on. Lori on the air, hold on. From
okay.
what? Retro what? Oh, I'm on the air right now. I'm working. Yeah, okay, so I'll call you back, all right? All right. Sorry, Lori, and sorry, Dean, but my cell phone rang.
Okay.
I apologize.
It happens, Phil.
Are you watching videotape right now? Because I can hear a thing squeaking.
Yeah, some of the raw tape, because I got to thinking about what Lori was saying, and I'm looking to see how much of the tape I have of girls in skirts. And we do have, there's some.
So you're looking at a videotape right now of a girl going up and down in her skirt?
Well, yes.
So while you're conversing on, you know, national radio, you're also watching pornography in the background. How strange.
You call a young girl trying out for a gymnastics team pornography. Lady, I feel sorry for you.
It is pornography if you're looking at it.
Kick.
It's called underage pornography.
This is a girl who's got a great leg kick.
All right, now hold on for a minute. A girl's doing a leg kick wearing a short skirt. Has she got underwear on?
I won't even dignify that with an answer.
Well, it doesn't matter, even if she does have underwear on. She's doing a leg kick?
Yes, and she's doing splits. Oh, I guess that's bad, too.
That's
all right, look at Lori. Thank you for your call. Let me go over to...
There's a half twist. Oh, yeah.
Let me go to Rachel. Rachel, go ahead.
Hi. I am disgusted and enraged by the guest here.
I want to ask the guest to turn his TV monitor up.
I'm sorry, if it's too loud.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, Rachel.
Hello. Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm disgusted and enraged by the guest. I listen to Phil Hendry all the time. I've never been moved to call. But as a mother and as a teacher, I cannot believe that the school continues to rehire
you. 98686. Dean, I can only say you're lucky the cops don't come calling.
The cops are... I'm editing. I'm getting rid of all the stuff that's bad right now.
You're getting rid of all of what stuff?
All of them... I'm getting rid of all of the tapes where the girls are going up and down in their skirts. This is one here that I'm looking at right now.
Well, all you got to do is get rid of it.
Well, I just want to see if there's a leg kick. This one isn't bad because there's no leg kick.
Get rid of all of them.
I don't want to. I like it.
You're going to go to jail, dude.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on for a minute. Pause it. Look at that.
That's pretty good.
She's wearing a thong.
Okay. Who's in the room with you?
No one. Yeah, here's another thong.
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got on the line here. RC?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Hendry.
How are you doing?
Am I on the air right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I really love your show, and I wanted to say how much I love your show, and I'm a cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, and we do enjoy listening to your show after we have a study hall every night between 7:30 and 8:30, and then we'll get together and listen to parts of your show. We download it. We really enjoy it a lot.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to ask a question, and I hope that you'll understand this is coming from someone who's a future member of the United States military, and I do want to serve my country. And
now, as a cadet, you're at a military academy, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And at what point do you want to go into the Army?
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to go to West Point, and then I do want to go eventually to Fort Bragg, 101st. I'd like to do airborne training at Fort Bragg, but right now I want to go to West Point and then be commissioned and go into airborne training.
Okay. So what did you want to talk to me about, pal?
I'm asking this on behalf of the females in your audience, and I don't mean to be offensive, but I feel we're entitled to an answer, and I think it's a question that a lot of men would like an answer to, and I don't know if...
Well, did you tell Tom what your question was?
Yes, sir, and he said to ask you.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I think that we're entitled to a straight answer from the ladies, which... Basically, for Valentine's Day, how much money do we have to spend to get to have sex? And all I'm asking is that they give us a figure we can work with. Because
whoa, dude! You know what? I'm gonna tell you that ain't gonna work with any woman.
No, but I'm trying. I'm just being honest. I'm just please, just you know, I'm 16 years old, and I'm just please.
All right, your question is what?
How much money do we as men have to spend on Valentine's Day to get sexed, to have the sex? And what we're asking...
And what you're asking, just give you a figure you can work with.
Yes, sir. Just a figure that I can work with. And
well, what's a figure you can work with?
You mean for a couple for two?
Yeah, a couple for two.
Well, but you mean...
Yeah, a date for two people. How much can you afford?
I could do 150, but I just want to hear what... In other words, I could raise the capital if I have to.
What do you mean, raise the capital?
Well, whatever the money is that she says I should pay to be able to have... I'm kind of nervous.
All right, in other words, you want to know if the lady gives you a number, then you can maybe shoot for it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much it costs for the average woman to give you sex. And
see, here's the thing I want to tell you about, man, and I don't mean to talk down to you. I honest to God, I'm speaking you man to man now, okay?
Okay.
I don't think women like to be approached on that level, whether it's true or not, whether you perceive it to be true or not. They don't like to be approached on that level. They don't want to be asked how much.
Yeah, but it's not fair for them to...
Do you believe that women essentially will have sex with a man if he spends enough money on them?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
Well, because if you look at every rich man in America who's a bachelor, every woman he goes out with is pretty slamming. She's a piece of tail. And
all right, okay, so you're saying rich guys always have good-looking chicks.
Yes, sir, and the rich guys aren't that good-looking. There was a guy I seen once, Aristotle Onassis. He was fat and scary, but he had all kinds of pearly models and everything.
So, all right, so you take it from the things you see that wealthy men have good-looking women.
Yes, sir.
And that leads you to believe that a beautiful woman will absolutely have sex with the highest bidder.
Yes, sir, it does, yeah.
And you want to know how much it's going to cost you.
Yes, sir.
Let's suppose beautiful women will only have sex with guys that are millionaires.
All right, if she's like Halle Berry, I figure her price is probably...
What do you mean Halle Berry's price?
Well, I mean...
She's an actress, man. She makes her own money.
Well... Let me ask you this, Mr. Henry. How much would you pay for a balloon knot massage?
Baba Booey.
Sorry.
Sorry? Is that what you're telling me now? Sorry, huh?
Well, he sounded like a good call.
Sounded like a good call, huh?
Yeah. I don't get it. What's a balloon knot massage?
Never mind. I just want a number I can work with.
Well, I mean, it sounds pretty good to me.
Dickman, I got to get you off these phones, man. You're going to kill me.
Oh, it's my fault. Is that it? It's my fault?
Look, I could have just spent the last segment doing something else instead of talking to that screwball.
I got to look up something. Hold on.
What are you looking up?
Balloon knot massage.
Give me that book. You ain't looking up nothing. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A little more email. We got one here from Dan. He says, have you ever run into one of your crazy fans when you're out in public? Do you run or smile or hope they don't produce a weapon? Just wondering. Actually, Dan, I have, and sometimes people recognize my voice, and most people are really sweet. They'll say, hey, how you doing? It's really like your show. And I'll say, oh, thank you. And I generally introduce them to whoever I'm with, my wife or my kids. And I said, well, I got to go. If they hang there too long, then you'd say politely, well, I have to go now. They say, oh, sure, Phil, we really like your show. Sometimes they'll follow you. And, Mr. Henry, one more thing. Can you this and that, this and that? And that's when sometimes I'll have to turn around and tell them to get lost. If they continue to press the issue, I carry a skinning knife. And that's when I pull that out of my pocket and I raise it high in the air. And I say, did you want to go there or not, you know? So the skinning knife always helps. So that answers that. Phil, I'm a backstage pass member for 2 years, and I've got an idea. The other morning, I was listening to your show, which I download, and I found myself spraying coffee through my nose at a particular bit that you were doing. The person in the car next to me looked over at me as if to say, yeah, you're listening to insert local jackass morning show here, too, huh? They're funny, aren't they? It's disturbing, Phil, that they don't know I'm actually listening to you and not their idea of good radio, which in our town, and he's writing from Tampa, ain't much. I have an idea. How about window sun visors that say I'm listening to Phil Hendry and not that crap you're listening to? Any chance of that happening? Chris, your brother in arms. I think that's a great idea. So for you guys to download the show and you're listening in your car and you're not listening to the local morning duo or the morning zoo show, you can put the sign up that says, no, I'm not laughing at that garbage can you're listening to. I'm laughing at the Phil Hendry Show. So we got Debbie Petrasek working on that one. All right, our number 1-800-449-8686 and our email, phs@philhendryshow.com. Thank you very much to everybody who was on the show tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.